Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for February 12, 2013. I'm Annalisa VanHook, and today I'll be speaking with Greg Semenza and Maimon Hubby about a paper that appears in the current issue of Science Signaling on a non-transcriptional role for a protein that's most well known as a transcription factor that helps cells survive hypoxia. Hypoxia is a state of limited oxygen availability, and it affects a cell's ability to generate energy. When oxygen becomes limiting, cells initiate a variety of means to cope with the situation. One of the events that hypoxia triggers is activation of hypoxia-inducible factor 1, or HIF-1. HIF-1 is a heterodimeric protein that's composed of two subunits, an alpha subunit and a beta subunit. Under normal conditions, the alpha subunit is degraded. But under hypoxic conditions, HIF-1 alpha is stabilized, and the HIF-1 complex acts as a transcription factor to promote the expression of genes that help the cell cope with the low oxygen conditions. In a study that appears in this issue of Science Signaling, Maimon Hubby, Greg Semenza, and their colleagues report that HIF-1 alpha also functions independently of its transcriptional regulatory role to modulate the cellular response to hypoxia. Hubby and Semenza spoke to me from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. Hello, Dr. Hubby, Dr. Semenza. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
HIF-1 alpha is best known as a transcription factor, or a subunit of a transcription factor, that promotes the expression of genes that help a cell survive oxygen deprivation. In this paper, you report that HIF-1 alpha also functions independent of this role in regulating gene transcription. How did you identify that non-transcriptional role for HIF-1 alpha? Greg?
We've been interested in identifying proteins that interact with HIF-1 alpha for quite some time. We've been studying this for about 10 years or so, based on the assumption that interacting proteins would either regulate HIF-1 alpha or alternatively, they might be regulated by HIF-1 alpha. And when we first started these studies more than a decade ago, the technology that we utilized was the yeast-2 hybrid assay. And using that technique, we identified a protein known as MCM7 that interacted with HIF-1 alpha. And then more recently, we've taken a proteomics approach and incubated human cell lysates with a bacterially expressed GST HIF-1 alpha fusion protein and used that to pull down interacting proteins, which were then identified by mass spectroscopy. And one of those proteins that were identified by that method was a protein called MCM3. So we had identified these two MCM proteins by these different methods, and there are a total of six MCM proteins, MCM standing for mini chromosome maintenance proteins, that were first identified in yeast and shown to function as a DNA helicase that's required for DNA replication. And we found that the interaction of HIF-1 alpha with MCM7 stimulated the oxygen-dependent ubiquitination and proteasomal degradation of HIF-1 alpha, whereas the interaction with MCM3 inhibited the ability of HIF-1 alpha to activate transcription. And then we also showed that MCM2 and MCM5 were negative regulators of HIF-1 activity as well. And so this work, which we published in Molecular Cell in 2011 with Maimon as the first author, established a direct connection between HIF-1 alpha and components of the DNA replication machinery, and it really set the stage for our more recent study in Science Signaling.
In this Science Signaling paper, you identified a non-transcriptional function of HIF-1 alpha. What is that non-transcriptional function, and is that also regulated by hypoxia?
So it's known that hypoxia inhibits the proliferation of most cell types, because if oxygen is limiting, then it makes no sense to generate more cells that will consume more oxygen. Based on that, we hypothesized that just as components of the DNA replication machinery inhibit the function of HIF-1 alpha, then in a reciprocal manner, HIF-1 alpha might inhibit the function of the DNA replication machinery under hypoxic conditions.
Does HIF-1 alpha inhibit cell division under hypoxic conditions? Maimon?
Yeah, so after we found the interaction with HIF-1 alpha and the MCM proteins, I looked at other proteins that are involved in DNA replication and asked whether they can bind to HIF-1 alpha, and found that CDC6, which is important for loading the MCM helicase onto DNA, also interacted with HIF-1 alpha. And then I wondered whether it had an effect on the interaction with the MCM complex, and it seemed to increase the binding. So you could hypothesize that that leads to increased MCM loading, but at the same time, CDC6 needs to come off for activation to proceed. So activation was blocked, and that's exactly what we saw in our experiments. So that established that HIF-1 alpha actually binds to these proteins and blocks DNA helicase activity and DNA replication.
HIF-1 alpha inhibits the activity of a DNA helicase that's required for replicating DNA, which is obviously important for cell division. And so that's how HIF-1 alpha inhibits cell division under hypoxic conditions.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Are both the transcriptional regulatory activity of HIF-1 alpha and this activity of inhibiting DNA replication necessary for the cells to survive hypoxia?
So that's a good question.
Greg Semenza.
But it's really a difficult one to answer experimentally because it's not been possible to eliminate the interaction of HIF-1 alpha with components of the DNA replication machinery by making mutations without inhibiting its transcriptional activity, which would be necessary to answer that question. So that's one that I think still remains to be determined.
Right. You would have to identify the portion of HIF-1 alpha that's interacting with the replication machinery and then specifically alter the protein in those places.
Yeah, that's right.
Maimon Hubby.
And one other issue is that HIF-1 alpha seems to bind to so many of these proteins involved in DNA replication, and they bind to different sites on HIF-1 alpha. So it's a little bit difficult to make a point mutation or a small deletion that would just affect the binding of HIF-1 alpha to the DNA replication machinery.
How about HIF-1 alpha independent mechanisms for shutting down cell division in response to hypoxia? Or does HIF-1 alpha mediate all of the responses to hypoxia?
So in most cell types, HIF-1 alpha is essential. There has been work in certain cancer cell lines where there's a HIF independent effect on cyclin D, and that also causes cell cycle arrest in certain cancer cell lines.
The other issue is that under very low oxygen conditions, so near anoxic conditions,
Greg Semenza,
there are other mechanisms that will block cell proliferation. But that's, I think, distinct from sort of physiological levels of hypoxia.
Essentially, then, HIF-1 alpha can inhibit cell division in response to hypoxia in two ways. It can activate the transcription of genes that can shut down the cell cycle, but it can also directly affect the cell cycle by shutting down DNA replication. Is that direct response, that fast response, more important to the response to hypoxia than the gene transcription regulatory role? Maimon?
So in our experiments, we found that HIF-1 alpha was able to inhibit DNA replication on a very fast time scale within just a few hours of exposure to hypoxia. So that's a time scale that's earlier than what you'd expect from something involved in gene transcription. But you're right that later on during chronic hypoxia, that's when changes in gene transcription might also have an effect. So there seems to be a difference in the acute response to hypoxia and chronic response to hypoxia, and also the response to physiological levels of hypoxia and anoxia.
And in general, when we look at responses to hypoxia, it's very common to see acute responses that don't require changes in gene expression, and then changes in gene expression that result in more durable changes in the phenotype of the cell. What's different here is that, you know, in most of the other examples, HIF-1 is controlling the response to the chronic hypoxia, but the acute response is mediated in some other way, whereas in this case, HIF-1 alpha is acting in a way that it can mediate an acute response to hypoxia through a non-transcriptional mechanism, and that's what makes this a fairly, so far, unique role for HIF-1 in the response to hypoxia.
HIF-1 alpha, I think most people think of first and foremost as a transcription factor, but now you've shown that it has this other function independent of its transcriptional regulatory activity. There are other proteins that double as transcription factors and do something else in the cell as well. In the case of HIF-1-alpha, which do you think came first? Its ability to regulate gene transcription or its ability to inhibit DNA replication? What I'm kind of asking is HIF-1-alpha a transcription factor that acquired the ability to inhibit DNA replication, or was it a cell cycle inhibitor that evolved the ability to activate transcription?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think that the way to address that would be to look at some of the very simple metazoan species. For example, it's known that pretty much in all metazoan species, HIF-1 regulates metabolism through its role as a transcription factor. And it would be very interesting to see whether cells from simple metazoan species would also have this property of arresting DNA replication through this mechanism. So that's a question that's probably pretty easily answered experimentally, but we don't have any data addressing it yet.
How common are proteins that act both as transcription factors and have some other role in the cell, either in the nucleus or in the cytoplasm, but just something in addition to their transcriptional regulatory role?
Yeah, well, this is probably no different for transcription factors than for any other proteins. You know, we only have less than 25,000 protein-coding genes that have to do everything in the human body. And so it's very likely that most proteins have more than one role. And, you know, there's certainly a growing number of examples of that. We showed, for example, that a glycolytic enzyme, pyruvate kinase M2, also functions as a transcriptional coactivator of HIF-1. And there are many examples like this, where proteins with enzymatic activities are being shown to act as transcription factors, where transcription factors are being shown to have other roles within the cell. And when you think about it, HIF-1-alpha levels are induced by hypoxia, and, you know, by interacting with other proteins, this provides a mechanism to regulate the activity of many other proteins within the cell. So I suspect that this paradigm that we're establishing here of HIF-1-alpha interacting with proteins and having a non-transcriptional effect on cell responses to hypoxia, we'll find many other examples that fit this paradigm in the future.
Thanks to both of you for speaking with me.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
That was Maimon Hubby and Greg Semenza, authors of a paper published in the current issue of Science Signaling. That paper is by Hubby and colleagues, and it's titled A Non-Transcriptional Role for HIF-1-alpha as a Direct Inhibitor of DNA Replication. And that wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.